You can have the hope of Jesus Christ outside of this wicked world that is set to burn and be destroyed. World War III will not give you dismay. The Antichrist system will not cause you to fear. The death of your flesh will not cause a true saint to fear. The only fear is from the Father who can destroy your body and soul in hell. And if you truly fear God, you will love Him and obey Him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Are you keeping the commandments of God today? You're not as you follow the world. You're not keeping the commandments of God as you follow some church system that God never ordained. You're not keeping the commandments of God as you live for your flesh in every false way. Test yourself. You're not keeping the commandments of God as you trample the blood of Jesus Christ by not obeying Him, by not loving Him. Your heart can be transformed. You can be made new. He'll wash you clean from all your sin, your iniquity, your pride, your vanity. Paul says in Philippians 4, I'm working through it verse by verse, that you can have the peace of God through prayer and supplication. That's asking God for something. Obviously, when you're born of the gospel, he's talking to God's people. Christ's death, burial, resurrection, repentance to him. Be born from above and follow him in holiness and endure. If you're born of that gospel, you can have the peace of God that protects your heart and mind, Philippians 4 says, in Christ. But guess what? You got to lose this life. See, there's no room for your worldly, sinful life and the Holy Spirit of God. Light does not partake with darkness. You can't live your own life and claim to be of a holy God. You can't live your own life and practice false church ways and claim to be of a holy God. There's no darkness in him, no lies, no sin. Jesus said, worship in spirit and in truth. You're born again by the Spirit, then you follow him in the truth. If you're not following Christ in the truth, the wrath of God abides on you. There's only one of two things to abide on you, the blessings of God or the wrath of God. And you get the blessings when you obey him. If you're like the world, you're not obeying him, ma'am. If you follow church ways, you're not obeying God. If you haven't come out of the world, you're not obeying God. If you haven't left your false church system, you're not obeying God. But Christ made it clear, all ye are weary and heavy laden, come to him and he will give you rest. How do you find rest? Some lukewarm church service? No. Water baptism? No. Raise your hand and say a prayer? No. You must enter the blood covenant of Jesus Christ. That means you lose your life, like a marriage. You can't marry two people, regardless of what the culture tells you. Marriage is one man, one woman. You must leave the old life to have a new life.
Hey, why don't you just shut up? Why, what gives you the right to spout it to all these people? Huh? What makes you the one that knows? Do you know?
So Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, resist those that do not love the gospel, that do not love the word, and stand and walk in righteousness and lift up Christ crucified, the only hope of the world. Those that love their sin and darkness hate the gospel being proclaimed. Those that love the world, the wrath of God is coming for them. They hate the preacher of righteousness. Jesus said, you will be hated for his name's sake. If you're not hated for Jesus Christ, you are not of Jesus Christ. That's just a fact. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, all those that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But the American church is loved by the world. American churchgoers are just like the world. They're not persecuted for the cause of Christ because they don't call people out of the world. They don't live separate and holy. Holy means to be separate, set apart for the kingdom of God. So test yourself to see what you're living for. Here's a good test. If you didn't wake up this morning with the desire to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, Matthew 22, the great command, you're actually practicing idolatry because you put something else in the place of God's place, the highest place. You put the culture, your flesh, entertainment, sports, pride and vanity, money making, you put something above, higher than God. That's called idolatry. Paul says in Corinthians, no idolaters will inherit the kingdom of God. So it's loving to come and tell our neighbors the truth. We don't want you to lose your soul and suffer the wrath of God. Most everyone's going to suffer the wrath of God. Most everyone's going to be judged and sent away.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Are you a serious question, or are you going to come and just mock?
Nope, not mocking. Disagreeing strongly, vehemently. But the way you're talking, God rules through fear. Only fear will show you love, correct?
The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, Proverbs 9. So you can't even begin to have wisdom to find salvation until you fear God. Jesus said, fear the one that can destroy your body and soul in hell, which is the Father. That's what Jesus said.
Ruling through fear is a dictatorship, isn't it?
How does God want to rule? He wants you to fear him. He is a dictator.
Yes. But
he is a dictator. Did you create the universe, sir?
No, I didn't.
There you go. Neither did I. God rules. He is a dictator. His way or no way. And you're going to lose your soul unless you bend to Jesus Christ.
Personally, I will happily go to hell.
That's where you're headed, sir. I don't want you to go there, but you will choose it
if there's
on your way.
So much
on your way, go
one
there.
Child that ends up in hell.
Really?
We are really so wrong.
So you have a lot of pride to stand here and say you know better than God. God had two choices, free will or enslave us. If he would have enslaved us with no will, everyone would say, why didn't he give me a will? Now God gives the world a will, and everyone says, the atheist, I don't know if you're an atheist, everyone says, look at the sin. What's the other choice? Free will or slavery? Which one, sir?
Free will.
That's what he gave us. That's why you have sin. That's why there's children that are sick. That's why people are going to end up in hell. They're going to choose it like you are.
I am.
If you don't repent, you're going to go there and God's glorified, and I'm okay with that. I don't want you to. I love you, but guess what? When I preach, I know one of two things. It's either going to be to a few people's glorification when they repent and serve God and go to heaven, or the masses, 99.99%, are going to be judged and go to hell. That also glorifies my Father. I'm okay with that. But God does not want any to perish. 2 Peter 3, he wants all to come to the knowledge, and in Acts 17, he calls all men everywhere to repent. I want you to repent because Christ shed his blood for you. And don't worry about the world, worry about you. He came into the world, was a perfect man, God with us. He shed his blood to make a way for you, and you and I don't deserve it. I'm sure I've sinned a lot more than you ever have. We don't deserve it, but because of his grace and his mercy, he says, come, repent. Change your mind and your ways, come out of this world. And when you do that, you come out of all of this pride and vanity and all of the Harley world and all that. I used to be all that, okay? I know all about that. I used to be a fighting bodybuilder, drunkard man. I get all that. When you come out of all that, Christ said you can have a new spirit, and then I'll teach you how to walk in my kingdom in holiness and obedience. And when you endure, one day you'll go, well done, good and faithful servant. Until then, you're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you. So ponder who Christ is and what he did for you, and it might just change your heart if you have a will to turn to God. If your will is turned away from God, there's no hope for you. He's probably, you're a Pharaoh. He turned Pharaoh over and he said, oh, Pharaoh, you want to harden your heart? Let's get it done. Go read Exodus. God hardened his heart. Don't let that happen to you.
No, I've read it.
Don't let that happen to you. Turn while you still have a chance. Throw yourself at the mercy of Jesus Christ.
Come on, buddy.
Tell him you believe in him, and then be ready to lose your whole lifestyle and lose everything, whether you go to a church system that are all false, all of it. Lose it all for the cause of Christ, and you have the hope of eternal life to come. If you live for this world, you have no hope to come, sir. Take a gospel card.
No, thank you.
Okay.
When I was talking about children who have not had the chance to say, I glorify your God.
There'll be no children in hell. Before an age of accountability, God is just and fair. You think he's going to suffer an infant into hell when an infant had no choice? Of course not. That's Calvinism. I'm not a Calvinist. Free will. Everyone has a choice. Do little babies have a choice? They don't even know what they're doing yet. There's an age of accountability, sir. So don't put that on God. God is fair and just. Everyone in heaven doesn't deserve it, like me, but are going to get there because of the blood of Christ and the gospel that is preached to you. Everyone who's in hell absolutely deserves it. I don't want it to be you. Turn and repent. I love you.